good morning, folks. It is time for Sportsline on a Saturday morning. The final weekend of the summer is here, and the fall will begin come week five. But we're going to recap week four action here on WMIC AM 660 for Sportsline on a Saturday morning. September 21st, 2019 edition. I'm Eddie Fear, along with Anna Gurney.
Off the injured reserve list.
Just kidding, by the way. Nate Frederick, who
pretty accurate.
A little bit of a medical issue, and we won't reveal what. It's up to him, but you're doing fine right now, right?
Pretty well. I was put on 72 hours of doing nothing, and here I am. But that's all right. I don't mind saying that. I guess I had a heart cath a couple days ago, and good news, good results so far. Yeah. And got back to the doctor next week, but I was tired of laying around and sitting around, and when I knew we were flying one man short today, we got a worthy fill-in, if you will, and Adam Filkins is here with us today, but I decided to come up, and I got myself all wrapped up, and I was given a two-hour grace of being out of the house, so here
well,
I am.
Well, I blame Michigan State on your health there.
What's your excuse?
But mine, I have no excuse. I'm happy. Going to that Lions affiliates game on Sunday. Gave me a couple of scares, but you know, it was funny when showing up at that game surrounded by typical Lions fans. And by the way, in the corner right now, just being quiet, he is meditating. Our paper bag Super Lions fan is in our corner here with us. If you he was introduced to everybody yesterday in what a lame attempt of comedy on Facebook on WMIC in the Morning Fury last night. Also, filling in for Phil Nickel, who is attending a soccer game with his kids. As well as he should, over in Carroll.
That's no excuse.
Phil Nickel of Thumbtail Sports, who covered the Deckerville Holstein Flint International. We'll do another coverage of Deckerville game come Thursday. You have to play on a Thursday at Burton Atherton. And the other Thumbtail Sports crew, myself, was at the Elmont North Branch game. That was a big one on the list. And so was the one that Sandlight Broadcasting was at, and that's where Adam Filkins was at, along with Mr. Presnell. It was Richmond at Crosville Lexington. We'll be talking about all those key games, critical games, in the Thumb area. Adam, how are you doing, man?
Not too bad. Not too bad. It's a good morning.
Yes. And you did that game last night at Crosville Lexington, right?
Yeah, it was a good game. You know, Crosville stayed right in it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, good game overall.
But Blue Devils able to pull away.
They yeah. were. At the end, they kind of just overpowered them. I think they wore them down. They were really big.
Yeah.
You know, Richmond was quite a bit bigger than Croslex.
If we all sound tired, we are, because we roll in sometimes around 11 or 12 midnights when I'm updating the scores. You can find the fullest of scores at Sandlight Broadcast, and I posted them last night just to do it. And also our Thumbtucker to Sports blog and our Twitter and Facebook also. And we try to tweet out the scores from all the coverage area games. And there's a little partnership. We're trying to give you as much coverage as you can, which is why you extended the show now 2 hours here, Dave.
Yeah, and that was down to, I got a chance to see my Yale Bulldogs play.
Yes, you did.
I snuck out of the house last night for a half, and that was kind of, that's one of the most beautiful parks in the entire state. You know, it's a great atmosphere for football. They took on the Armada Tigers, and I was standing there watching that and listening to Channel 1 Thumb Tailgaters.
Hey, so. Yeah, that was a big game. We had a lot of listeners. I'm happy. As well as I was tuning in on 92.5, everybody was curious about that Richmond-Croswell game because that is now streaming, by the way, on the internet. So we're happy that it's up and running. By the way, we got to credit Adam for that, too.
All you guys have done a great job in making that happen, but it's such a relief to me on the broadcast side to have Adam by my side, being my tech guy. He does a fantastic job and keeping us going. I know down in Brown City we had some oh boy moments, and Adam came through for us and got us on the air, and it was great to have him aboard.
Well, he's our tech guy too now.
We stole him from him.
And by the way, we're celebrating a decade of coverage on Thumb Tailgaters, so you know it's
just
great.
Just like
to be.
Plastic, man. You're like plugging this Thumb Tailgater.
Yes, I am. It's a force that can't. You have to reckon with. Everybody
the
knows.
The God
that.
Fury.
Oh boy, here we go.
Even
with
without Phil here, the God Fury is still here.
Let's cue the music right now because we got the scores to run down with Dave Frederick. Magnificent run of scores here of our coverage here in the Thumb and Blue Water area of the NCAA Player Blue Water Area Conference and Greater Thumb Conference scores. Dave Frederick.
I got to bring my cowboy hat. I love this music, Eddie, by the way.
Yeah.
But anyways, last night in September 20th, around the area, Greater Thumb East, The Harbor Beach Pirates keep rolling along. They crushed Brown City 47-0. Sandusky got back on the winning trail after a tough loss to Ubley. They crushed KPAC 68-13. While Marlette gets on the winning side, they won their homecoming game. They win 48-6 over Memphis. Get her thumb crossover game. It was Ubley keeps on rolling, staying undefeated. They beat Reese 50-19. And they switch over to Greater Thumb West. USA, big win over Bad Axe. A little bit of an eye raiser there, 34-7. Patriots win over the Hatchets, while Carroll knocks off Bastard 15-6, and Cass City crushed Laker 51-0. And then in the BWAC, in the game that Eddie had on Channel 1 of Thumb Tailgaters, Elmont Raiders rolling along. They look like the team to beat in the BWAC. They crushed North Branch 61-20. Armada Tigers, a game I was at for a while, beat Yale 41-0. Richmond beat Croslex 35-18, while Emily City gets on the win side 17-7 after almost a win last week, and they lost a tough one to Croslex 14-13 last week. Some other games in the area, 11-play football. It was Millington 15, Hemlock 6. Frankenmuth beat Freeland 21-7. Port Huron High held on to beat Roseville 31-30. Port Huron Northern beat Cousineau 38-13. And the St. Clair Saints stay undefeated, knocking off Marysville 35-7.
There you go, Dave Frederick with a run of scores and some key scores, some big shutouts, but some critical games, especially when it comes to league standings, and a big showdown we'll talk about come week five. We'll get into that, but man, we've got a lot of week four to talk. We got some coaches already ready to go. Coming your way, head coach Craig Jacobson, you talked to.
Yeah, I talked with Craig this morning early to appreciate the coach's time. Early in the morning, I keep saying it's my least favorite thing to do is to call a coach early in the morning, but the guys are pretty good to me and good about coming on, talking about a win and a big win for Sandusky. Also, that game that Adam had last night, that Richmond game, I saw the first score was like 14-13 at one point. And I thought, boy, we got a barn burner, but Blue Devils just pulled away there. But yeah, Coach Jacobson, and also spoke with Coach Lester, the Marlette, and who by coincidence, or maybe as great planning on my part, I like to think, but Sandusky plays Marlette week five, so that'll be a dandy too.
Yeah, because Marlette, you know, got their first win of the season, so you have an interview with Denny Lester, as he said. So we got Craig Jacobson, Denny Lester, and maybe if I can get a hold of him, Troy Schelke, undefeated still, as they prepare for a big week five showdown that I will have covered, John. Harbor Beach at Ubley, that's going to be quite a showdown in the Greater Thumb East. But you know what? Look out for Sandusky. Even though it wasn't a blowout against Ubley, they just couldn't get into the red zone. This is good defense by Harbor Beach, but maybe Sandusky corrected some things from that Ubley game.
Well, and a lot, you're going to know a lot after this next week with Ubley and Harbor Beach playing. You know, that's really right now, that's the championship game. We could see another one later on when Sandusky plays Harbor Beach, depending on how, you know, on how all that goes. So it's going to be neat to see how it pans out in the next couple of weeks, but that's going to be a huge game this Friday.
All right, we're going to have Craig Jacobson coming up next here on Sportsline WMIC AM 660. Thank you to all our sponsors in this hour. We do want to thank the health store in Sandusky. Big shout out to Mickey out there. He's got all the energy, healthy drinks, by the way, that you need. Natural supplements, right? That's your client there, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and also Knox Disposal. When you want to throw away that helmet or flatten that football in your uniform or jersey, especially when it says Michigan State on it, you can throw it over to Knox Disposal.
Or Lions.
Okay, that's true. Or the paper bags.
Maybe Michigan after this afternoon.
Yeah. Wait, no.
No.
Come
no,
on,
no.
Man. Kohler Oil Propane, to get ready for that B-Cups game coming up October 4th. We'll have coverage of that Brown City Marlette game coming your way.
I can't wait till Monday, Eddie. I'll be able to badger you to Monday. On
I like how you worked that in there. That was good.
That was a
need the rim shot on that. Graf Chevrolet Auto Dealership in Sandusky and Thumb Cellular. Also, Benchwarmers, where we will be broadcasting hopefully this year, this season there. Automotive Dockerville, Tri-County Equipment in Sandusky, Croswell Lexington Laundry to wash those uniforms. I know Croswell's got a lot of dirt on those from that game last night against Richmond. Plus, you got to get that sugar beet sweet smell out of your jerseys. Jones Equipment Rental, Speaker Loan Oak Orchard, Liberty Lanes. How about let's do some bowling, more mortar sales, and Thumb Cider.
Liberty Lane's great wet burritos. Holy smokes, boy.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, they have chicken ones there. I never knew that. They're not on the menu. They have chicken wet burritos.
Is it like one of those secret menu items? They don't put, like, you know, Mickey D's or over at Dairy Queen. There's a secret burger.
The Long Ranch fries at Dairy Queen. Mm. The
so
chicken
week
wet burritos.
Six of sports lines at Liberty Lane's. Wet burritos all around.
All right.
At 9 o'clock in the morning.
True that. All right, coming up, our interview with Craig Jacobson, the head coach of the Sandusky Redskins. We'll be back here on Sportsline WMIC AM 660.
Are you looking to improve your health and get your body in peak performance? You need to visit the Health Store in Sandusky. You'll find the area's best selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, essential oils, nutritional supplements, and more. The Health Store now carries a wide variety of CBD oil products from brands you can trust. The Health Store is located on M46 in Sandusky.
To assist in research, without a doubt, this is one of the most important ventures we've ever taken.
Hi, this is Heather Shanks. My daughter, Clara, was born with severe hydrocephalus, something I hope you've never heard of. Unfortunately, one in every 500 people suffer from this incurable brain condition. There's no cure for hydrocephalus, and the only treatment is the placement of a shunt to constantly drain water from your brain. Our mission at the Fund a Cure for Hydrocephalus and spread awareness about the incurable condition.
Another $19,000 was raised August 10th, and we're not stopping there.
That's right, Sam. Join us for a two-year lease car raffle of a Chevy Equinox. All proceeds benefit the Pediatric Hydrocephalus Foundation.
You can purchase a ticket for a two-year lease on an Equinox at Graf Chevrolet Buick, Ball Equipment, Bob and Jamie's Grill, Sweet Impressions, Clear Ideas, Sanlac Medical Care Facility, Wiggles and Giggles in Croswell, Nature's Best Topsoil and Compost, or Stoliker's Design. Let's all join in to help find a cure.
Buy a ticket.
When you work outside, when you play outside, you need a tough, durable smartphone. Check out the Cat S48C. Built with the same ruggedness of Cat equipment, this smartphone is waterproof, withstands drops in dust, screen breakage, and has long battery life. This September, Thumb Cellular has a great deal for you. Choose a Cat S48C and receive a free Cat power bank at $65 value while supplies last. Plus, get a free month of service. And for the Samsung fans, save $100 on a Galaxy S9 Plus or Galaxy Note 9 while supplies last, plus a free month of service too. In fact, anybody who upgrades their phone, adds a line, or switches to Thumb Cellular this September will get a free month of service. So go to thumbcellular.com/deals for more details, or visit their offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular and find out why they're the talk of the Thumb. Deals are valid through September 30th, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back to Sportsline on WMIC AM 660 on a Saturday morning. The final weekend of our summer season is here, September 21st, 2019. Sandusky, a big win over KPAC.
Big win. They were kind of licking their wounds after getting knocked out by Ubley there 2 weeks ago. Bearcats are the real deal, and they're going to find out just how real they are next week at Harbor Beach. But Sandusky put together a good win last night. The scorekeeper must have lost track. We didn't get any stats from them. But
I got a little bit here.
But they put up some nice numbers, and they got, of course, probably one of the top running backs in the area in DeLorean Wedge. And another young man I'm really impressed with, Martin Tovar, just a sophomore. He's got a bright future ahead of him. Very capable of breaking loose at any time with the ball. But those two young men had a nice night, and as did Matt Carlson. You know, Matt started out sophomore quarterback for the Skins, and now he's got a year under his belt, settling in well. Coach Jacobson really happy with how Matt's been playing. And I guess he had a long touchdown pass last night to boost his confidence in the passing side. But spoke with Coach Jacobson this morning, and he was pretty excited about their win and looking forward to next week.
Yeah, and by the way, at the end of the first quarter, it was 24-10. So KPAC scored two touchdowns in that first quarter, but then it was all Sandusky in the second quarter, firing off four more touchdowns to make it 52-10 at that point. And they didn't score in the fourth quarter. Some sportsmanship there. They scored two more touchdowns. KPAC scored one also. First touchdown in the third quarter, making it 52-13. But two more touchdowns by Sandusky, making it 68-13. by then it's a running clock. You're just doing the typical wing tee offense.
No, and Adam and I have had a couple of running clocks this year with games that we've covered. But apparently I saw Kevin Kastain, Tri-City Times, K-Pad kicker, had like a 45-yard field goal.
Wow.
So he put his foot into it.
That's nice.
That's quite a boot.
Yeah, that's what it says right here. Ben Laskowski, right? Okay. With that field goal. 437 total yards of offense for Sandusky. 388 rushing. Passing yards, 105 for K-Pack and 41 yards rushing. So Sandusky defense really limiting K-Pack from moving forward at all.
Yeah, their defense, I think, is getting better as the season goes on. You know, it and K-Pack is just struggling. So, you know, good primer for them after, you know, a tough game against Ubley, where they just couldn't move Ubley around, and Ubley was limiting them. A good bounce back game, and kind of a good tune up for them.
And here's Dave to introduce this interview with Craig Jacobson.
Yeah, and Adam, you know, we had Sandusky over at Brown City, and we mentioned on air then that their front line, we thought, did a nice job. Yeah, excuse me, it's like the surgeon left a surgical tool in my throat.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But the front line of Sandusky doing a great job of blocking and doing some great jobs of Sandusky hits the holes quick, and their front line's done a nice job this year, I think. And aside from the guy that kind of educated up to Ubley there, but Coach Jacobson's happy with how things went last night. Of course, you win, you're happy, and looking forward to the Marlette game coming up next week. Talk with Sandusky Redskins football coach Craig Jacobson. And coach, big win last night over K-Pack. Your offense was clicking on all cylinders, put up some big numbers. Just talk about the game, and nice to bounce back after a tough loss to Ubley to get back in the win column.
Yeah, it's been a tough few weeks, and so it was a good night last night. To, you know, everybody got to get in and play, and you know, we scored a lot of points, and kids played well, and so good night all the way around for us, and especially after, you know, a tough loss to Ubley last week.
Yep, and coming out of the game, you guys are basically healthy, or are you doing, I know you get your dings and bangs once in a while, but no major injuries, any new ones anyway?
No, nothing new, and we're coming back around to where we're going to be full bore again. We're not quite there yet, but nothing new, and you know, it's just trying to get back to that point where we were at the beginning of the year. So,
and then so talk about the game if you have your stats with you, but just some numbers and whoever had your scoring for you.
Yeah, I don't have any of those numbers. I don't have the stats, so I'm sorry.
All right. Can you just mention some of your running backs? So certainly you must have observed some that were having nice nights for you. I know it's a team game, but certainly your Wedge has had a nice season up to this point. But
DeLorean had a nice night. Martin Tovar, you know, he had a nice night. He's coming around. He just played his fourth football game of his life. So, you know, and that's the other thing. You know, we got some kids that are really young that are gaining experience. You know, Martin Tovar and Seth Beagle both are, you know, played their fourth game of their lives. So that's the more experience they get, the better they're going to get, and the more they're going to help us. And we had to rely on kids like, you know, both those guys at key positions, you know, even last week with Ubley. So you're asking a lot out of a kid that has very little experience, but they have a great attitude and great desire and everything, but they still didn't have the experience, you know, and especially when you're going against a team last week like Ubley, you know, they were starting eight seniors, going against two kids like that both played halfbacks, that both had to do a lot of stuff blocking-wise, carrying the ball-wise. And so they're coming around, and the more they come around, the better team we're going to be, you know.
And similar with Carlson last year, being a sophomore quarterback and junior this year, and doing a pretty good job there for at quarterback as well.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to, you know, we're going to be, you know, doing more and more with him, and you know, he did a nice job throwing the ball, nice job running the offense like he's always done, but now he's, you know, he hit a he connected on a big touchdown pass. You know, Logan Mitchell made a great catch on that and in traffic and hauled it in and scored a touchdown. You know, Matt also took off on a play action pass, and he took off on a run, you know, got a big run out of it. Very athletic, very ad-lib. He did a little bit of the same thing against probably the week before, you know, so he that's another dimension, you know, that's another dimension if you, you know, to be able to handle that kid that's on the run, you know, scrambling and stuff like that. You know, so he does a good job of that stuff, and he seems to do a better job on game night. You know, it's one of those things when he gets in the moment, he has another gear, and so I was sort of impressed watching that last night.
Nice to see, yeah. And then certainly the play of your front line, pretty impressive. You did your Brown City game, and I thought your line did a great job opening up some holes just enough for a Wedge or Tovar to get through. But got to give some kudos to your front line as well.
Yeah, you know, those guys are really, really stepping up. And, you know, we had some, you know, a couple issues last week against a pretty good defense from Ubley. And this week we took care of that, shored that stuff up, and we got to continue to get better. And, you know, that's where, you know, we had, you know, Logan Mitchell, you know, our line consists of Logan Mitchell, tight end, and Micah Brown and Caden Blash, our tackles. Let me see who started. Jacob Sanderson and Casey Kirkpatrick at guards, Broxton Davis at center, and Seth Beagle had to play the other tight end last night because of Brendan Duff couldn't go last night. He did a great job. Real proud of him.
And then coming up next week, what do you have on tap for next week?
Next week we have Marlette. So great rivalry there. You know, my St. Louis County kids going against each other, and so it should be fun. Should be interesting. A lot of emotion on both sides of the ball. You know, Denny's going to have those kids pumped up, you know, like he always does, and they're going to come at us, and we're going to have to be prepared.
And I know they came off a win last night, their homecoming game. They beat Memphis, so good for Denny and his program to get a win. And like you say, that's always a good rivalry. Those kids know each other, and regardless of the football situation, those kids know each other and want nothing more than to beat each other. So that should be a good, fun ball game for you.
Yeah, yep. They'll be coming out, like you said, coming off a big win. They'll have a lot of confidence, and you know, they'll be geared up to play us like they always are, and we're going to have to, you know, play, step up to that same level.
Okay, I've been talking with Sandusky football coach Craig Jacobson, and coach, thanks again for your time on a Saturday morning, and best of luck to you guys. Good to see you back in the win column, and keep things rolling next week, and we'll be talking to you again down the road.
Okay, thanks much, Dave. Appreciate it.
And we'll be back after these words.
You're listening to Sports Line on WMIC AM 660.
On your way to or from the ball game, be sure to dine at Bench Warmers in West Park Sandusky. Choose from dinner entrees like New York strip, grilled salmon, plus lots of appetizers and sandwiches. Dinners are also served on Sunday from noon to 7. And of course, it's Sunday fun day. Football season is here, and Bench Warmers has 8 widescreen TVs to watch all the games. That's Bench Warmers in West Park Sandusky, where every Thursday is trivia night.
And time now to check in with our weather forecast, folks, on this Saturday morning, the final week in the summer. Being brought to you by Autumn Wood at Deckerville.
The forecast for this Saturday, some patchy morning fog, but a fair amount of sunshine later this morning and into the afternoon. Outside chance of a brief shower by the end of the day. High temperatures 80 to 83. A shower or two possible tonight, low 63. Best chance of showers will be on Sunday. Skies will become cloudy with the showery conditions at times. High 76, and then cooler readings on Monday. Sunday, partly sunny, highs only in the upper 60s. For the WMIC and WTGV 24-hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John McMurray.
Current air temperature in downtown Sandusky, it is moved up to 67 degrees with sunny skies. Humidity at 95%. I've been stuck inside. What was the humidity like out there when you came in there?
It wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad? Okay.
Fog.
Muggy?
Yeah, there was fog. The humidity didn't seem awful.
All right. 67 degrees in downtown Sandusky at the studios of Sandlight Broadcasting. Coming up, another interview in the Greater Thumb East. We have confirmed also that we'll have head coach Troy Schelke, athletic director and head coach now at Harbor Beach. They had a big win over Brown City. We'll be talking to him in the next hour. And also, I'll be contacting head coach of the Elmont Raiders, James Lusby, our BWAC interview with one of those coaches also coming
And
away.
You failed to mention we have two other special guests in the studio.
Yes, we did.
You got to check out our Sandlight Broadcasting Facebook page, and they're on our page and looking pretty sharp today.
That's Paper Bag Super Lions fan, by the way. And as we check in with the conditions again, 67 degrees of sunny skies in downtown Sandusky. We'll be back with Marlette head coach Lester. He had a big win, getting the first win of the season over Memphis. We'll be back here on Sportsline.
This is Carrie Regantin, administrator at Autumnwood of Deckerville. We are proud to announce that Autumnwood has been recognized as a 2019 Silver Achievement and Quality Award recipient by the American Healthcare Association and National Center for Assisted Living. The award is the second of three distinctions possible through the program, which recognizes providers across the nation that have demonstrated their dedication to improving quality of care for residents and patients in long-term and post-acute care. Our facility has worked hard to provide excellent care and service to our local community. Our success is a direct reflection of the hard work and dedication that our employees put in each and every day. If you would like more information about Autumnwood of Deckerville, call Sarah Albright at 810-376-2145, 810-376-2145, to set up a tour.
Tacklers of the to-do list, run with us on a John Deere Z700 Series Z-Track mower. Because when you've got acres of grass to mow, you've probably got about a million and one other jobs to handle too. Clean the shed, paint the fence, lay gravel, then lay down at the end of the day and wake up to a whole new list of jobs tomorrow. Basically, you don't have the luxury of spending half the day mowing. That's why the Z700 Series is built to get the job done fast. No, seriously fast. Its high-capacity Pro Mower deck lets you mow at speeds of up to 10 miles per hour. And with a fully adjustable seat and foot platform, your hard work might not feel so hard after all. So what are you waiting for? That grass isn't gonna cut itself. It's time to hit the ground mowing, because the day is a whole lot shorter than your to-do list. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us.
See your John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment, with locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Mad Ex, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, and Saginaw.
Make wash day a breeze with the help of Croslex Laundry and Tanning, 37 Ward Street in Croswell. They feature high-efficiency washers and super hot dryers, like a 60-pound washer that washes six loads in a short amount of time. Turn your laundry day into laundry hour. And, of course, you can take advantage of tanning specials, too, at Croslex Laundry and Tanning, next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Bonnie and Eric salute the high school football teams for their fine accomplishments and wish them the best of luck.
Welcome back to Sportsline WMIC AM 660. I'm Eddie Ferry, along with our hosts, Dave Frederick and Adam Filkins, filling in for Phil Nickel.
We're going to sparty on and move on to Marlette football, huh?
Yeah, well, by the way, Sandusky Redskins, we just talked to Craig Jacobson. He is 2-1 in league play. Lost to one of the key league opponents in the Greater Thumb East, Ubley Bearcats, who are still undefeated. They're 4-0, as well as Harbor Beach Pirates 4-0. We're going to be talking to Troy Schelke in the next hour, so tune in for that. Redskins moved to 2-2. They're still in the mix. They still have a showdown against Harbor Beach.
They do, and you know, anything can happen. We've seen Sandusky play Harbor Beach very well when they were at their toughest, And Sandusky really wasn't, you know, that great. So they really prepare well against the Pirates. So it's going to be an interesting game. You can't count them out.
Well, the Harbor Beach Pirates offense has been dynamic, though. Well-conditioned as well as ugly Bearcats that I saw. And Sandusky's really got to bounce back well to get into that mix of the league title, maybe create a share of that title. But they got to do the work, and they need help also.
There's a lot of chatter about that last year, about a three-way championship, and then Sandusky had to go to Harbor Beach, and the Pirates took care of that with a 20-0 win and stopped that talk. But it's very possible again this year. Yeah.
There's a showdown coming up in Week 8 for Sandusky against Harbor Beach, but they'll have Marlette, Vassar, Memphis, Harbor Beach, and end the season against Bad Axe. Now, Sandusky does have to take care of business. You can't look past that spread offense of Marlette.
No, and that's you know, those kids have gained some confidence, and we talked with Denny Lester this morning. Those kids got off to a rough start. He starts a lot of sophomores and freshman kids that were really inexperienced, but they're excited they got their win and playing with a lot of confidence. Denny was real happy with how they played against Cass City, even though it was a loss. Said they shot themselves in the foot, but looking forward to what's coming up next week with Sandusky, and I believe we have Coach Lester ready to go.
Talked with Marlette football coach Denny Lester, and coach, first of all, congratulations. Kids got a big win last night, a homecoming win. Just talk about that game a little bit. Nice win for you.
Yeah, you know, it's been a rough start to the season. The kids have been working hard, so it was nice to get rewarded for all their hard work last night.
And I know I looked at your stats earlier this morning. I don't have them here in front of me, but looked like you had a pretty nice ball game. Your offense clicked pretty well. Peyton Dale at quarterback for you, as you mentioned earlier in the year, right? He's going to be one of your keys to running that team for you offensively. Nice game for him as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, Peyton's been doing a great job this year leading us offensively. You know, when you have a senior cornerback, especially when we're so young, we lean on him a lot, and he's really had a nice season. Being patient back there, because at times, you know, we have our mistakes. So we're really happy with the way Peyton's playing right now.
And then just talk about your team, Denny. I know we talked to you early on in the year, really young ball club, and they've gained some experience now, four games under their belt. Certainly you're starting to see some improvement with the kids.
Yeah, you know, you start five sophomores and freshmen on offense. You're going to have your ups and downs, and you know, we've had that. We've had moments where we've done some really good stuff. We've had some moments where we struggled, and we're just trying to find that consistency. Right now, we're just making too many mistakes that's hurt us. We did some really good things against Cass City last week, but just untimely mistakes and turnovers, you know, just really hurt us. And but we saw some stuff that we could really build on, you know, and we were able to do that this week. So we're happy with the performance we had offensively and defensively last night.
Yep. And certainly you've had, you've run some pretty good ball clubs. You've run into some pretty good ball clubs. Like you mentioned, Cass City, a very fine team. Obviously, they beat Laker last night 52-0. So good ball club there. It was nice to kind of have that battle under your belt now as you get deeper into the Greater Thumb East. Talk about this week coming up, Sandusky rivalry game. These kids know each other and should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, Sandusky's always a big game for us. It's a great rivalry. You know, they've owned us pretty good lately, and you know, we're hoping to go and compete on Friday night. You know, they have some wonderful players, great coaching staff. We have a lot of respect for them and what they do over there. So we're excited for the challenge.
And going into that game, you guys pretty healthy, or are you battling injuries?
Yeah, you know, for us, when we only have 16 guys. You know, health is huge. You know, right now we're healthy. Something happened after the game last night. 16 guys got off the field healthy. So, you know, outside of your normal bumps and bruises and just being sore, I think we'll be all right.
And the kids had to be pretty excited to get that win. I believe that was your homecoming game too. Well, they had to be pretty happy about that.
Yeah, we had a great crowd. We had great support last night from our community, our band, our student section. You know, it was just a wonderful night. for everybody involved. So, you know, we can't thank them enough for everything they do for us.
And certainly it was a beautiful night for football. I was kind of on the injured reserve list, if you will, had to lay low last night, but I did manage to go down and watch my Yale Bulldogs play for a half. And just couldn't get over how nice of a night it was out, beautiful weather, and we'll take about six more weeks of that, huh?
Hey, yeah, it was a beautiful night, you know. Can't ask for anything better for homecoming. So, you know, outside of those mosquitoes, you know, it was a beautiful night.
And I got to ask you, see, now I've got you in a few hours here in Michigan, Wisconsin. I know you're a Michigan boy. What are your thoughts about that ball game?
Oh, you know, it's just, I guess it's just kind of like, oh, you know, I'm excited to watch the game, but Michigan just needs to take care of the football. You know, they can get some stuff done offensively. They have some wonderful talent on that side of the ball. They got to hold on to the football, you know, and if they'll play enough defense to win the game, the question is, are they going to do enough on offense? So I'm excited to be able to sit down with my dad and watch the game. So hopefully, you know, about 3:30, we'll be excited for a positive outcome.
And I got to ask you, because we'll be doing our sports line show here in a few minutes, but your prediction of that ball game, not so much a score, but obviously you're a go blue kind of guy. I'm assuming you're thinking Michigan's going to win.
Well, I'm hoping, you know, they haven't had a lot of success there in Madison, but I think they're going to be out to prove something today, so I think it'll be a tight ball game, but hopefully they'll get the job done.
Yeah, hopefully they can get it done. There's been a lot of hype about them preseason, even early on, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, they really haven't showed a lot yet as far as their offensive power, so hopefully they can get that rolling to the up in Madison. Denny, thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it, and congratulations again on your guys' win. We'll be seeing you. We're doing that game next week, Sandusky on 92.5, so we'll be over there, and looking forward to that, and best of luck to you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, sounds good, Dave. Have a great weekend.
We'll be back after these words.
Nature isn't the only force that can leave its mark, especially when you have a tractor built to help make your property your own. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done the way it should be done. Dig, mow, haul, and comfortably maneuver in tight spaces. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. The BX series, America's best-selling subcompact tractor. Kubota, shape your world.
Stop by Jones Equipment Rental Sales and Service in Fort Gratiot today.
Make wash day a breeze with the help of Croslex Laundry and Tanning, 37 Ward Street in Croswell. They feature high-efficiency washers and super hot dryers, like a 60-pound washer that washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. Turn your laundry day into laundry hour. And, of course, you can take advantage of tanning specials, too, at Croslex Laundry and Tanning, next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Bonnie and Eric salute the high school football teams for their fine accomplishments and wish them the best of luck.
Fresh apples are ready for you to pick at Speaker Lone Oak Orchard. You Pick Apples is a great way to spend time with your family and enjoy the great outdoors. And Ken and Darlene are stocked with apple cider, freshly made cider fry cake donuts, and of course Darlene's famous fruit pies, made fresh daily. Plus, the Orchard Setting gift shop is filled with new and exciting Made in Michigan products, local honey, gourmet jams, kitchen items, gorgeous yard decor, and more.
Hi, this is Ken at Speaker Orchard. Stop by and see Darlene and I. We're located on M19, midway between Peck and Yale.
Penny and Heidi and the staff of Liberty Lanes in Sandusky wish the area teams the best of luck in sports competition. Football time means the bowling season will soon be starting, and registration is going on now. There are openings on many of the leagues. For registration, just call or stop in at Liberty Lanes. Liberty Lanes serves all of your favorites 7 days a week. Mondays, it's 50 cents off on their famous wet burritos, and there are great fish specials every Friday evening. Liberty Lanes, West Park Sandusky, where pizza is their special. Call 810-648-9860. 810-648-9860.
Welcome back to Sportsline, WMIC AM 660. Just talked to Marlac head coach, Coach Lester, Denny Lester. And we have some stats on that game.
Yeah, they had they finished up with 430 yards of total offense. And, of course, 162 yards by Ian Shetter. He also scored four touchdowns, so nice night for Ian. Red Raiders were pretty excited about getting their ground game going. They had 316 yards on the ground and actually were able to put the ball in the air some and had pretty good success. Of course, you know, Coach Lester talked about the leadership of Peyton Dale back there at quarterback, a senior, and good quarterback, good athlete, basketball too. And kudos to Marlette for getting that win. Happy for those kids and the coaches. They've worked hard to get that win. And their team, you know, they'll take their lumps, but I think they're going to give the Skins a good battle this week coming up, and it'll be a good test for Sandusky.
Plus, I think they'll enjoy seeing that spread offense being that week eight. They're going to have to face Harbor Beach and face that spread offense maybe.
Well, it'll be a good time for them to see what their defense can do with it, you know, get a game plan together, how they're going to stop it. And, you know, it's a rivalry game. You never know what can happen in those games. I'm pretty sure Sandusky is, you know, being a homer and an alumni, I will say that Sandusky is probably going to win that game.
Homer Philkins.
But they, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Marlette's going to come in fired up because it is Sandusky.
Well, they're gonna need to.
Yeah. And it's a home game for the Red Raiders, too, so that's a good thing, too.
Well, remember that little hiccup last year that Harbor Beach had, and that might have, you know, cost them a league title. Well, they lost to Marlette, but, you know, things worked out where they didn't, you know. They had to win the rest of the games. And then week two, when Harbor Beach lost to Marlette, and then they ran the table, you know, defeating Nubbly twice, once in the regular season and also in the playoffs, and also Sandusky to get that Greater Thumb East League title for Harbor Beach. But Marlette is that sneaky team. I mean, last year they beat the Pirates in week two, 14-20. It was a shocker, but that's when you cannot look past any opponents. And Marlette has that type of spread offense that can that can surprise you anytime.
And, you know, those coaches talk like that every year. Eddie, you and I
about
have heard
Marlette too. Yeah.
You and I both have heard that rhetoric, if you will, for years of you got to play them one week at a time. And that Marlette win last year was a good example of that, that you can't take anybody for granted. But that was a good ball game. Just a one touchdown. I believe it was overtime too. And that was an eye-opener for the Pirates. Obviously, they ran the table and had a great season. And they're right back here again and looking to do it again.
And by the way, for the Marlette Red Raiders, they have Sandusky. That will be the game of the week in Week 5 on Stanley Broadcasting, 92.5. It will be at Marlette, where cell phone service sometimes can be kind of zombie-like.
Yeah, we pulled it off in the past, so okay. I think we'll be okay.
All right.
And that's why we had our great offseason acquisition of Adam Philkins and Eddie the God Fury.
Okay.
So we're in good shape. I got my faith in these guys to help us pull that thing off next Friday.
By the way, they've only scored 68 points. The Marlette Red Raiders have given up 133. They scored 48, the most points so far through this season, other than week one loss to Reese, 14-33. They got shut out by Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach, remember that loss to Marlette. So 46-0 there for the loss for Marlette. Then they played Cass City. So they had a couple tough teams already, three in a row there. For Marlette, they got Memphis, got a Brevier. Now they got Sandusky, the B-Cups game on October 4th with Brown City, K-Pec, and then in the season, two tough teams. They ended tough. They got Ubbly and Armada. That's what Marlette has on their schedule. So
the
it's
Armada
not easy.
Tigers, I saw last night, they're a very much improved, very good ball club, and they like to run. But, boy, they got two big wideouts that got to be 6'4", 6'5", and those kids can catch the ball, and that would be a tough one for the Red Raiders.
Well, right now, the leading scorer in the Greater Thumb East, it is the Harbor Beach Pirates, 197 points, only allowed 17 points. Second leader is the Ubbly Bearcats. They had a big win over the Reese Rockets last night at Reese, 162 points so far score for Ubbly. 39 allowed. And last night, the three-headed monster for the Ubbly Bearcats showed up again. All the running backs in the backfield of the Wing T offense are at least 6 feet. And on the night, this time, Colin Oberski took over. 135 rushing yards, two touchdowns. Casey Sweeney, the quarterback. Carson Haleski, who was the monster against Sandusky. And Shane Ozentoski in the backfield. Sweeney racked up 154 rushing yards, a pair of touchdowns themselves. Also, listen to this. Carson Haleski, 212 yards, one touchdown. Shane Ozentoski had 51 rushing yards and two touchdowns. He had two touchdowns. He's dealing with a minor injury, but obviously that didn't slow him down last night.
Yeah, and I'm really curious to see the Sandusky stats. I'm sure Wedge had a big night. He is, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the top rusher in our area of San Lane County, and he's putting up those big numbers as well. Curious too, Eddie, not curious, just interesting to note that Sandusky actually is the second highest scoring team in the East with 174 points. Of course, part of that was that Saginaw Week 1 game where right. they had that battle, and but they've been scoring some points and just had some trouble on defense.
Yeah, I kind of looked past that right now, but they have allowed 107. So,
who has?
Sandusky.
91 points they've given up.
Have they?
It's 174 to 91.
I got 107 here. I don't know. I guess I'm wrong. Maybe MichiganHighSchoolFootball.com might have it wrong.
Well, I got my sources, Paul Adams. We're going to go with Paul.
We'll go. Okay.
The president.
Maybe he didn't add. Okay. Maybe he doesn't know how to do
maybe
math.
Maybe that's not last night's game. Maybe.
No. It may not be.
We'll have to do a full investigation, and we'll have more news on that on Monday.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here, and we will talk to the head coach of Harbor Beach, who are 4-0 after their win over Brown City last night. We'll be talking to him in the next hour. In the 10 o'clock hour, we'll got BWAC to talk about also. We'll be right back here on Sportsline on WMIC AM 660. I'm Eddie Fear, along with Dave Frederick and Adam Filkins.
I'm Sue Larson from Caro. I have over 14 years in the car business. I am in new cars, but I also sell previously owned, and I handle our fleet accounts. I really had an opportunity to get to know a lot of people in Caro, and actually that's how I got to know Bob more. He'd say, "When you coming to sell cars for me, kid?" And I'd say, "Well, I don't know, Bob, you know." So finally in 2003, I came to sell cars for him. The most satisfaction that I get in my job is when somebody leaves this dealership and they're happy. They're happy with the experience, they're happy with me, they're happy with their vehicle. And 9 times out of 10, they actually become more than customers, they're friends. It's sometimes hard to distinguish customer friend. Treating people right, that's what it's all about. So if you're looking for a car, van, SUV, or a truck, come see me, Sue Larson, because you really do get more at More Motors.
When you work outside, when you play outside, you need a tough, durable smartphone. Check out the Cat S48C. Built with the same ruggedness of Cat equipment, this smartphone is waterproof, withstands drops and dust, screen breakage, and has long battery life. This September, Thumb Cellular has a great deal for you. Choose a Cat S48C and receive a free Cat power bank at $65 value while supplies last. Plus, get a free month of service. And for the Samsung fans, save $100 on a Galaxy S9 Plus or Galaxy Note 9 while supplies last, plus a free month of service too. In fact, anybody who upgrades their phone, adds a line, or switches to Thumb Cellular this September will get a free month of service. So go to thumbcellular.com/deals for more details, or visit their offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular and find out why they're the talk of the Thumb. Deals are valid through September 30th, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
On your way to or from the ball game, be sure to dine at Benchwarmers in West Park, Sandusky. Choose from dinner entrees like New York strip, grilled salmon, plus lots of appetizers and sandwiches. Dinners are also served on Sunday from noon to 7. And of course, it's Sunday fun day. Football season is here, and Benchwarmers has 8 widescreen TVs to watch all the games. That's Benchwarmers in West Park, Sandusky, where every Thursday is trivia night.
Welcome back. About a minute or two to talk about eight-player football. Deckerville still undefeated. Big win over Flint International. 4-0, as well as the North Huron Warriors. They're 4-0, but they took on the Eagles themselves, but that was out of Caseville.
Yeah, and 61-0 in that one. You know, big win for North Huron, and it sets up some pretty good matchups later on. Did you want me to just go ahead and run through all these?
Sure, real quick.
Akron Fairgrove 48 over Owen Gage 30. North Huron 61, Caseville 0. Burton Atherton 58, CPS 28. Peck up big over New Haven Merritt 40-0. Morris 36, Ashley 0. Mayville 55, Genesee 14. And Deckerville big over Flint International 52-0.
Yeah, Deckerville. Isaac Kineff had four The Eagles 5 touchdowns through the first two quarters. Carlos Ibarra and Isaac Kindoff accounted for 4 of the Eagles 5 touchdowns. High-powered rushing attack for the Eagles, the wing T version of 8-player football.
They're flying high, right, Daddy?
They are. Eagles fly by Sammy Hagar, by the way. Mayville Wildcats, probably one of the second toughest teams. You got to throw in Peck and North Huron. Peck and North Huron are going to meet down the road. I know Kingston at Peck will be down the road. By the way, Kingston and Bay City All Saints are playing today. Yeah. But the big win for the Mayville Wildcats over Genesee, 55-14. 283 rushing yards for Mayville, 108 passing yards for Mayville. I tell you what, I like their balanced offense.
The Wildcats are much improved. Obviously, got some really nice size, and they're going to cause some teams some headaches as we get deeper into the season.
Austin Middleton, the quarterback for Mayville, 108 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, and also had a rushing touchdown with 103 yards also. Jeff Frost, the receiving for Mayville Wildcats, 64 yards and 2 touchdowns. Man, I like this team.
Yep.
I want to see them against Stackerville.
Yep.
Pretty bad. So they hung on there with Morris also, by the way. So, all right, top of the hour news coming your way, folks. 70 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Our second hour sports line is up next.
You're on the Thumbs Information Station, 660 WMIC, Sandusky.
Hi, I'm Dawn Foote from Decker, Michigan. I've been in the car business for almost 10 years. And all those years, I've been right here at Moore Motors in Carroll. It all started when I came to buy a car from Mark McGarry. He was swamped, and I just stepped in and helped him out and got a job. It was 6 months later he put me on the sales floor. My role here at Moore Motors is selling new and used vehicles. My number one passion for what I do and love coming to work is helping people. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, please come see me, Dawn Foote, at Moore Motors in Carroll. You are going to get more at Moore Motors.
I'm Denny King, the King of Cars from Decker, Michigan. For the last 24 years, I've been excited to put people into new vehicles, used vehicles, and make their purchases as easy as possible. I've been at Moore Motors here in Carroll for almost 4 years. I really enjoy putting people in the vehicle that they want or figuring out what vehicle they want with them and getting them the best deal possible and making them smile. The most satisfaction I get is when a customer tells me that this was the easiest car purchase that they've ever had. You really do get more here at Moore Motors in Carroll.
Welcome back to Sports Line on WIC, our second hour, and coming up.
That was the sound of Eddie, by the way, after too many donuts. That
it was. It was this morning, though. You missed out.
No donuts today, though.
No.
Hey, we got to make a note. North Huron, 4-0, 61-0 in 8-player football. They're in the blue division, 2 games away from getting a playoff spot.
You know, I got to think that they're going to do it. And and make it into the playoffs. I mean, they've shown so far that they can handle just about anything thrown at them.
Well, they're going to get start the Blue League Division play. They got Kingston, Peck. That's going to be an interesting, tough game for them. Then the Gauntlet. I'm talking about Peck, Deckerville, Mayville.
Yeah, that's 3 tough games there. That the Warriors, you know, they had some good success to this point, but I look for them maybe to bite it here on. You start playing those good quality teams. And you mentioned that Peck one, and that's going to be a dandy. Peck Pirates are really playing well, putting some points on the board, great defense, and that's going to be fun to see.
40-0, New Haven Merritt for Peck Pirates. They've scored 140 points, allowed only 6 points. With victories over CPS, Bay City All Saints and Owengage, and New Haven Merritt. Now, those are the weak teams. Big game for Peck this week. We're thinking about covering this game. Mayville for Peck in week 5, and then North Huron, Kingston, Burton Atherton, and Deckerville to end the season, probably for the Blue Division title. We'll see. Depends what Deckerville does against Mayville. So
you talk about a gauntlet.
Yeah.
Well, Peck Pirates have really got to be in the thick of it, and they got to get some wins still to make the playoffs.
Talking 8-player football in the NCTL, and so we'll be covering a Thursday game on Thumb Tailgater, by the way. As a Thursday game for Burton Atherton has been moved to Thursday due to, I think, a lack of officials or something like that. They'll be at Deckerville. You can hear that game on Thursday on Channel 1 at thumbtugger.com. Week 5 for CNLAC Broadcasting, 92.5, and streaming on the internet will be Sandusky at Marlette in the Greater Thumb East. And another game of coverage I'll have Harbor Beach at Ubley is a big one, the Greater Thumb East League title on the line there, you could say, although they still have Sandusky later on for Harbor Beach and other teams to play. They can't look past anybody. Yep. And coming up, we will be talking to head coach Troy Schelke in just a bit. Any commentary here to look into the Greater Thumb West? I know some big scores happened in that game. The biggest surprise, and we'll get into depth on this after our talk with Troy Schelke, was because there's some teams at Ubley and Harbor Beach has got to meet in the Greater Thumb West. It could be a little bit gauntlet because you got to get your six wins to get into that playoffs for this year. Next year, it's all based on your strength of schedule. But the big eye-opener was the big shutout for Cass City.
Over Laker. That was a surprise to me. I thought that'd be a better ball game, but Cass City stuck it to him 51 to nothing. And you certainly got to credit the Cass City Redhawks for putting together a great offensive plan and a great defensive plan. Laker's been playing really good ball, but Adam, they've last night it was all Cass City, and the Redhawks are off flying. They're in first place.
Well, I've heard, you know, after talking to a couple different coaches that in the West, they think the Cass City is, you know, ahead above everybody else right now. And they really showed that last night in that game. I didn't expect it to be that much of a – I expected Cass City to win. I did not expect it to be that big of a disparity.
All right. Right now, speaking on the Greater Thumb East in the Greater Thumb Conference, with us right now, head coach Troy Schelke, gracious enough to join us. He's very busy because, coach, you are now an athletic director. I bet you're busier than you ever have been in the past.
Yeah, pretty darn busy, but, you know, always busy. Football coaching keeps you busy. Teaching does, too. So now it's just a little bit different busy. So kind of used to that, just working more with athletics and a little less in the classroom.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for talking to us this early morning here on WMIC. Great to see you. I know you're getting ready for that chili cook-off right now at the Harvest Festival in Harbor Beach, but that's a taste of sweet victory maybe because you're 4-0. Great start to the season so far.
Yeah, so far so good, and we played well last night, so that's good. We have the, you know, the big one coming up this week, obviously with Ubley, so we're really excited about that.
A lot of yards put up on your spread and wing tee offense. A little bit of switch at the quarterback position, I understand, also, isn't it, this year?
Yeah, you know, we have a two quarterback system this year. We've never done that before at Harbor Beach, to my knowledge. So it's not something we're used to, but something that's really been effective for us so far this year. Mike Anderson and Dylan Kadar both playing very well at that position and then doing other things for us too.
Coach, four games into the season now. You're getting ready for a big showdown against the Ubley Bearcats, and we'll get to that in just a bit. That's a big rivalry, of course. What are the things that you're really happy with, and what are the things that you need to improve in this two-part question?
Yeah, you know, I think our defense is really coming on strong and improving, and, you know, kids are really buying into the studying and learning the opponent. And we're getting better and better there each week. I think offensively we're learning more about ourselves as we go on and learning what we can do and what we cannot do. And so I think, you know, we're just on the right track, and we hope to make big improvement this week so we can, you know, compete with and challenge a very good Ubley team.
I talked to a lot of Greater Thumb Conference head coaches and even in the BWAC. It seems like the focus this season was conditioning, to have more stamina, more speed, and better tackling.
Yeah, you know, we always focus on those things. We want to be in the best shape possible. Most all of us around here don't have much depth, so, you know, to be able to play four quarters both ways, you have to be in great shape. So, you know, that's always a particular focus for us. And this year I think we have guys that have really bought in, guys that, you know, lifted all year and in pretty darn good shape.
Well, Coach, you started off the season against Bad Axe, 41-14. That's always a tough opponent. You didn't want to look past them. You avenged your victory from last year for the loss against Marlette with a 46-0 win in week two. Week three, KPAC 63-3. You allowed those 3 points. I'm sure you weren't happy about that. And then the shutout against Brown City last night, 47-0. That's a Greater Thumb East, a little bit of a mini gauntlet there. Now you got your big opponent and rival. I know you have Sandusky leader on the season, but the focus now is Ubley, and you know they're doing really well. You both got the similar wing tee offense. And then look across in the field there. Guess who's back? Head coach Bill Sweeney on the sidelines as the head coach.
Heck yeah, Bill's a great coach, and Ubley has a great outstanding program and a fine tradition over there, very similar to Harbor Beach, very similar community. So it's a great rivalry, and Elba's doing fantastic this year. You know, they're running the wound tee better than ever, scoring a lot of points. Teams have not been scoring a lot of points against them. So, you know, we will really have our work cut out for us. Last year, about this time, we started to make great improvement. We really didn't play well early last year. Hopefully, we're a little ahead of schedule this year and can make that same type of improvement that we made last year.
And, Coach, this is Dave Frederick. I'm just kind of wondering, last year you had great success and deep in the playoffs. Your kids that you just said are hitting their stride. Just kind of keep this train moving. You don't want to get caught like you did last year with Marlette, but certainly one week at a time and hoping for a deep run in the playoffs once again this year.
Yeah, that would be great. I think, you know, the deep playoff run, a lot of our players played in that last year, and some even played the year before in a little mini run. So I think that experience helps us and gives us a little bit of confidence and a whole lot of experience that we can kind of bank on when we need it. So hopefully that'll help us this week and the rest of the year.
And certainly, you know, Eddie, too, I'd talk about Coach Schelke and his partner in Cranfield, Ron Rubel. You guys have done a great job over the years, Coach, and kudos to you and to Ron for putting together a great Pirate football program.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. You know, Ron's a great man, first of all, and just an outstanding coach. And, you know, he studies harder than anybody and teaches this stuff as well as anybody can. And then, you know, we just have a great staff. Our JV coaches help us out tremendously and do a great job. And our middle school guys, too, and right down to our flag football. So we're really blessed with great coaches at every level. And, you know, it starts with Ron and goes down from there.
Yeah, refocus on the Ubley game coming up in Week 5. We'll have that on Thumbchugger Channel 1. A big showdown. Last year was 36-28 in the regular season, and then in the playoffs, a classic game. Goal line stand 28-26. A lot of great players coming back to this year. You know, there's a three-headed monster in the backfield, with six-footers or running backs for Ubley. What are the things that you noticed last year against Ubley that you got to do better in the Week 5 matchup?
Yeah, it was interesting last year. The first game, I thought the offense dominated, and then in the second game, the defense dominated. So you just never know what's going to happen. But, you know, with Ubley, you always have to try to slow down the inside trap. Their fullback's always going to run the trap, and they run it as well as anybody. And then, you know, they always have halfbacks that are dangerous. And this year, I think a real difference maker for Ubley is the quarterback position. You know, they have a quarterback that can run it and throw it, and that type of dual threat is something that's very dangerous. So, you know, trying to slow down their offense is going to be huge, and then trying to figure out their defense, how we can best move the ball, and, you know, what's going to give us the best advantage there. So it's going to be a challenging week.
And lastly, you know, talk about your offensive players, but it starts on the line. You got to be happy with the offensive line making those holes, protecting the quarterback also to get that ball down the field.
Yeah, we thought against K-Pac we actually didn't block as well as we could or fake as well as we could. We tried to emphasize that this past week. And, you know, I haven't watched the Brown City tape or at least much of it yet, but, you know, I think we took a step up in those departments. And so we're going to have to be really on point here against Ubley and really finish our blocks and be really good with the faking if we want to score some points against Ubley.
A couple more questions. Coach, Michigan at Wisconsin, take your pick.
I'm nervous about that one. I hope Michigan wins, but I have a bad feeling right now for some reason. So, you know, I'm going to say Michigan by two.
Okay. Coach, just go to Smalley's, have a brew, some chili. Calm your nerves down a little bit there.
I'm going to Saginaw Valley to watch a football game there, so I'm going to have to miss the chili cook-off and take a rain check on Smalley's.
Okay. How about Michigan State and Northwestern?
Northwestern.
All right. How about SVSU and the big showdown? I know you got a couple of your boys playing over there.
Yeah, definitely going with SVSU. They're going to roll today.
All right. Head coach Troy Schelke, thank you for joining us here on Sportsline.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll let you go there, coach. And thank you for joining us on Sportsline and WMIC AM 660. We've got the big showdown with Harbor Beach against Ubley, folks. And we'll have a recap of that come next week on Sportsline. Dave Frederick, your take on this?
That's going to be a great ball game. That is really, you know, these coaches are really humble, but Coach Schelke is a really good example of building a successful program. And Ron Rubel as well. Those guys, I've known Ron for several years, and great men, let alone coaches. And they did a really nice job up there. And you mentioned Bill Sweeney. We had him last week, and excuse me, he another one of those guys that's done a nice job up at Ubley, and they've had some nice playoff runs, and it's going to be a dandy of a ball game, and I wouldn't mind seeing that one.
Yeah, you'll definitely hear it. I do believe I'm going to have video of it, and I'll upload it so we can see this classic battle.
Yeah, you know, huge rivalry, especially, you know, this year after everything last year with the regular season and the playoffs. You know, Ubley's going to come in hungry. Well, they're going to host hungry, being set at their field. Great field to play on, and should be just a fantastic game.
All right, and then again, that is in Week 5, the big show, that one of the biggest games in the Greater Thumb East. Of course, looking over their shoulders, kind of wondering what Sandusky has improved on. We'll see what they do against Marlette. That'll be the game of the week on WBGV 92.5 in Week 5. Thank you to Troy Schelke, head coach of Harbor Beach. Nice to have him on the air. Three Greater Thumb East coaches, all key games. Last week, we had Bill Sweeney. We gave him his turn. Will he be even Stevens? Against and hosting, can you say, guys, is this a tough pick? Is it home field advantage, or does it matter when it comes to Harbor Beach and Ubley?
It's kind of like Weebles Ruble, but they don't fall down. Could
That's
be
a good point. Yeah, how about you, Adam?
I think it's going to be a defensive battle. I'm going to give Harbor Beach the edge on it just because of history, but I think it's going to be a really close game.
Should be. It's going to be a battle. If it was like last year, it's going to be a treat for those, maybe even other coaches scouting that game also to get these two tough teams and see what they can do and improve on. All right. Adam Filkins, Dave Frederick, interview with Harbor Beach head coach Troy Schelke. Three Greater Thumb East coaches, all gracious enough to call us here on WMIC. Coming up, what do we got next? Greater Thumb Wild West.
The Wild West, we talked about it briefly. We'll talk more here in a few minutes about them. There's some big games coming up over there, too.
All right, we'll be right back here on Sportsline.
Are you looking to improve your health and get your body in peak performance? You need to visit the Health Store in Sandusky. You'll find the area's best selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, essential oils, nutritional supplements, and more. The Health Store now carries a wide variety of CBD oil products from brands you can trust. The Health Store is located on M46 in Sandusky. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 10 to 1. Give them a call at 810-648-3637.
The staff of Knox Disposal in Brown City is proud to sponsor local sports programs. Knox Disposal is a full-service waste disposal company specializing in curbside residential pickup, commercial dumpsters, and residential dumpster services. Knox Disposal has been in business since 1963, providing affordable service to their customers. Knox Disposal also offers their customers one free large item pickup per year, such as a couch or non-Freon appliance. They service a wide region from south of Yale to north of Palms and Lakeshore west through Kingston. Knox Disposal is a family business serving the area for three generations and offers curbside, drop-off, and dumpsters. Check out their service area, pricing, and all other information online at knoxdisposal.com and sign up for online statements and bill pay. Call 810-346-3177 today.
Galloping our way back into Sportsline on WMIC AM 660. I'm Eddie Fury along with Dave Frederick and Adam Filkins here for Sportsline, our second hour. And let's talk about the Greater Thumb Wild West. It was wild last night on a friendly rival station. I was peeking in or listening in. Shutout win by Cass City. A shocking shutout win. Or was it shocking? Not to Cass City. Obviously prepared. 51-0 over the Lakers. There was not enough water in that well.
No, they nor enough wind in the turbines to help Laker out. They
good one.
Cass City, thank you. I've been writing these down during the week trying to get. But Cass City, a great job. Of course, when you have a quarterback of their caliber in Cuthrow, he's quite the athlete. And Cass City, I think, is living up to the hype that they had at the start of the year. Stuck 51 points on Laker. That's pretty impressive. Laker, a good ball club. But kudos to the Red Hawks and their coaching staff. Came ready to play and obviously caught Laker flat.
Yeah, I know he can play baseball.
Yep.
He will be playing baseball.
He will be.
good win, 51-0, and kind of, well, no, we thought it would be a closer game, but I do remember head coach Verberg noting that this is a young team for this Lakers team. Now we're doing. I mean, you got to be happy at the fact, well, you're 3-1, so you got three more games to get that playoff spot. But big loss to Kansas City. Looking down the road, who do you pick up in your division, depending on the class size of your school? Also, they are 279 students, so depending what division they fall in, class size, there are only three students less than they were last year with 282. And last year in the playoffs for the Lakers, they lost to New Lothrop, the eventual state champions, by the way.
Well, you look ahead to next week's game, the Lakers got, they're at Carroll, so they, in theory, they'll pick up their fourth win, so that'll be a big help to them.
But look ahead there. Look at this one. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You got them there. That's
USA.
Yep.
They got USA coming up, and then Vassar, Memphis, and then I would say a showdown, cross-conference, Lakers against Harbor Beach. What a lot. I mean, look at that. You know, the schedule for Harbor Beach or even Cass City or Lakers, kind of tough here and there.
Yeah, there's, you know, we talked a little bit about that. You never know week to week. You like to, you know, start of the year, you go through that schedule and you say, well, we can win this one, lose that one, win this one. And this year, we've talked about the parity in some of these conferences. And the Greater Thumb West, I think, is very up in the air still. Cass City's on top with a 3-1 overall record, 2-0 in the West. And then, of course, Laker and USA right there with just one loss. So it's going to be a battle down the stretch here for that West Division title.
And look at the end of the season for Cass City there, Adam. On the very end of the season, you got Lakers having Harbor Beach, and look who has Ubley.
That's going to be an interesting game. Cass City and Ubley, that's another one where you're going to flip a coin. I think when we get to the end of the season, you're going to see a whole lot of numbers in the win column, not a whole lot of numbers in the loss column for both teams. My guess is that you will see one, maybe two losses between the two teams coming into that Week 9 game.
This is coming from the Huron Daily Tribune, newspaper out of Bad Axe, covering their sports. Head coach Cass City, Scott Cottrell, said that this team came out on fire from the first snap. They want to keep this Greater Thumb West League title. Their first league title in Greater Thumb West, wasn't it, last year in football?
I believe so, yeah.
In football? That's just hard to believe. A first quarter, Jordy Mester carried with a lengthy touchdown run, ran in, popped out, pulled away from the Lakers. Started off with a scoring 8-0. Next possession, Lakers had a 40-yard rush for Zach Kretschmer to get the ball into the red zone. Ball was on a 2-yard line, but then the Lakers suffered penalties. Penalties will kill your drive on a fourth down deep in Red Hawks territory. And then Kansas City keeping up their dominant rushing attack. That's what they kind of lean on and their type of offensive style. Do they still utilize the wing T there?
In Kansas City?
Yeah.
They do some modifications. You know, when you got somebody like Cuthrell in the back that can...
running quarterback, yeah.
Yeah. He gives them a whole lot of options. He's obviously got an arm going to Central to play baseball next year. So, you know, he gives them a lot of options right
now. It's like
what?
Maybe a 75 to 80 mile per hour throw?
Touchdown.
So you got Sandy Cuthrell, but Mester there. But also, remember Alex Perry? I think he's a senior now. He had a touchdown in this game. He was a key part of Cass City. So not many people talking about Cass City in the mix, are they?
No, they just kind of, you know.
And they like that.
Yeah, oh, most definitely. They just kind of, you know, they're tucked in the middle of the thumb here, and they just kind of keep quiet and then just go out and beat up people on Fridays.
Well, they beat them up 51-0, and they're making a lot of noise. They're flying high, the Red Hawks, with that 51-0 win. Another big win in the Greater Thumb Wild West. The USA Patriots. Now, this is a kind of a deceiving team. Two straight losses. I covered them in week one against Ubley, 6-28. But look at week two.
Yeah, USA had the first two weeks, and then now these past 2 weeks, they put some points on the board. It's like they've kind of got the slap on the side of the head and woke up an offense and playing well.
Yeah, but look what they did against Cass City in week two. You're kind of wondering, are they better than we think they are? Yep. I mean, they only lost 8-13, so obviously they learned a lot from that Ubley loss, 6-28, and then only losing 8-13, and then in week three that we had covered on Channel 2, They defeat Carroll 54-8. Must have been the sloppy joes that Connor Thomas served out there. Bad Axe then for the big victory for week four for USA, 34-7. Now they're 2-2. They got Reese, they got Lakers, and they got Harbor Beach. That's quite a gauntlet there for USA. Those are some key games. You got to win at least half of those to hope for a playoff spot, because they got Vassar and Brown City at the end of the season.
And you look at the Greater Thumb West standings, and those two teams that you were just talking about, Eddie, Cass City and USA, of course, Cass City on top. They've scored 126 points, only given up 30, so nice defense by the Redhawks, while USA has scored 102 points, and they've given up 56, but they've had 88 points the last 2 weeks, and they're playing better ball, and they're going to have to, like you just mentioned. They got some huge games coming up.
Well, Walker Foley's a big-time playmaker for the USA Patriots right now.
Well, and you know, you got to look at this week's game coming up, USA and Reese. They're both 2-2. That's a huge game for both teams as far as, you know, wanting to make that playoff push. And, you know, I think that USA probably comes out ahead in that one. But, you know, both teams at 2-2, and they've been, you know, USA's battle-tested. They've played the upper echelon of the conference and had a great game against Cass City.
Reese would like nothing better than to have a sweet victory. Oh,
the Sugar Bowl game, isn't it, in week five here? So USA up against the Reese Rockets. That's always a big rivalry. They're playing kind of like for a trophy game in that one, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, and
maybe an unofficial trophy. I don't think it's a Paul Bunyan trophy or anything like that. But
Sugar Beet.
But it's a much. It's going to be a much needed win for USA. Now for Reese themselves, you know, they are. Well, they're 2-2 themselves also. They have USA, Carroll, Bad Axe, Cass City, and then Saginaw MLS. Tough schedule for the Reese Rockets themselves. It's a young ball club under new first-year head coach also. So we'll see what they can do through the rest of this season themselves. Vassar themselves, well, they're behind the eight ball. They are 0-4, and they pretty much have to win out and hold out hopes for a 5-4 record to get in. But look at this gauntlet that Vassar has after losing to Carroll 6-15 in a close one. Cass City, Sandusky, Lakers, USA, and then Lakeville. That's a tough schedule for the Vassar Vulcans.
They'll be hard-pressed to get a win this year, probably. They might get one along the way, but I kind of doubt it.
And with Bad Axe losing to USA last night 34-7, they are now 1-3. They'll have Brown City, but then have Cass City, Reese, Carroll, and then end the season with Sandusky. Tough schedule for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Man, that's going to be tough for them to get in the playoff
run.
And,
you know, going into Brown City, Adam, and I saw Brown City play, Bad Axe going into Brown City, that could be a battle for the Hatchets. I was impressed. Brown City's got Johnny Martis that we saw. Good running back, and the Patrias kid was pretty good. And, you know, the Bad Axe might have their hands full there.
Brown City knows how to move the ball, and if
they just can't get it in, right?
Right, they just kind of stall out. But you know, as the season goes on, they might be able to correct that. Maybe they do well against the Hatchets.
All right, and the schedule's looking pretty good as the cream of the crop of games are coming out in the midseason and end of the season. A lot of great end of the season games here, and we're already midseason point through week four.
Week nine is going to be big for a lot of teams this year.
Some playoff points to be earned also to see if you can get that home playoff game, maybe two. We'll see. Still plenty of football to play. Coming up, Blue Water Area Conference. In our final segment, we've got to interview with head coach James Lusby of the Elmont Raiders. We'll be back here on Sportsline.
Kohler Propane is proud to be the sponsor for Pink Out for Cancer Clash, Friday, October 4th, as the high school football teams of the Brown City Green Devils host the Marlette Red Raiders. Pink Out for Cancer t-shirts are available at Kohler Propane in Brown City, Tri-County Bank in Marlette and Brown City, Marlette Regional Hospital, and Marlette and Brown City High Schools. The t-shirt will also serve as your admission to the game, plus a tailgate meal before the game. For more information, check the website in the news section at MarletteRegionalHospital.org or call Marlette Regional Hospital at 989-635-4011. Or call Kohler Propane at 810-346-2820. It's the Pink Out for Cancer Clash High School football game at Brown City High School, Friday, October 4th. Don't miss it.
The forecast for this Saturday, some patchy morning fog, but a fair amount of sunshine late in this morning and into the afternoon. Outside chance of a brief shower by the end of the day. High temperatures 80 to 83. A shower or two possible tonight, low 63. Best chance of showers will be on Sunday. Skies will become cloudy with the showery conditions at times. High 76, and then cooler readings on Monday. Partly sunny, highs only in the upper 60s. For the WMIC and WTGV 24-hour weather center, I'm meteorologist John McMurray.
Current air temperature in downtown Sandusky, well, mostly sunny skies, it is 71 degrees.
This is Carrie Regantine, administrator at Autumnwood of Deckerville. We are proud to announce that Autumnwood has been recognized as a 2019 Silver Achievement and Quality Award by the American Healthcare Association and National Center for Assisted Living. The award is the second of three distinctions possible through the program, which recognizes providers across the nation that have demonstrated their dedication to improving quality of care for residents and patients in long-term and post-acute care. Our facility has worked hard to provide excellent care and service to our local community. Our success is a direct reflection of the hard work and dedication.
A march into the sun and marching to victory for the Elmont Raiders. His football team with us right now, head coach James Lusby from the Blue Water Conference, a big showdown last night and a big win for Coach Lusby and the Elmont Raiders, 61-20. He is on the road right now, and he hopes the signal stays strong. Coach Lusby, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. I know you may have not got much rest celebrating a big win here. It was a key Blue Water Area Conference win. Big showdown. On one side, North Branch head coach Jeremy Furman, who, of course, coached for a long time at Elmont. Then you took over. A new rivalry has been born in the second season of the BWAC for North Branch and Elmont now, hasn't it?
I guess. I mean, the communities are seeming to be that pink is big rivalry. I don't know how you have a rivalry when you only play two games, but, you know, it'd be nice to have a rivalry. Elmont really doesn't have someone that... Richmond, Armada rivalry. So, I mean, you know, back in the day, we used to have Emily City for a little while. So anything that gets people excited about football is good. I like, so.
Well, good start to the season. You were 4-0, 61-20 last night. You got to be happy with the great tackling and the defense, especially in the first half for the Elmont Raiders. Your team also scored in every series of offense in the first half. A blitzkrieg making it 40-7 at the half. Great balance offense also. We're seeing Colby Chapman, Josh Hellebuck now in what, in their second or third year for the Elmont Raiders. They look great. They've grown over the years.
Yeah, they've developed into a good duo that Josh has confidence that if he puts the ball anywhere within 6-7 feet of Colby, that's his ball. And it really showed last night. I mean, he was jumping over everybody, bringing down balls, getting hit in the air, and still managed to hold on. You know, he's a kid that has potential to play at the next level. I hope someone finds him. So,
well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, in the second quarter and then in the second half, Mason Smith exploded with your big touchdown runs. Three of your touchdowns, by the way, were called back by holding penalties, but you were still able to recover for that and score. But you got to be happy with Mason Smith fouling his lead blockers up the field. You got to be happy with your offensive line. Mason Smith, speedy on the outside with those jet sweep runs.
Yeah, he's a fast kid. He's a track kid that came out to play football, nursing a little injury here and there, but he finally showed his speed last night. Our line did an outstanding job. Our senior running back, Jack Hopper, gave him great blocks on the edge, and, you know, he just had to run fast, and that's what he does. So we're very proud of the guys last night. They came out and executed the game plan on both sides of the ball last night.
Yeah, four touchdowns for Mason Smith. 172 yards on 11 carries. 10 carries for Jack Hopper. for 101 yards and a touchdown. And Jacob Castillo, he had 101 yards, 8 carries for 2 touchdowns also. So, again, you're showing that wing T offense and your jet sweep offense, but also you're kind of a little bit of a pro-style passing offense also. And you were talking about Kobe Chapman, how he's diving across. He looked like he was ready for Division One football out there. He looked like a Calvin Johnson. I think he's grown, but he seems more stronger and more speedier.
Yeah, he is. Went down to Wayne State and ran a 4.65. He's been timed. He's fast, and he's probably 6'6", every bit of 6'6", I would think, or 6'5". And he has long arms, great hands. Like I said, you get it anywhere close to him, he catches it. So.
Hey, Coach, this is Dave Frederick, and just wondering, in the BWAC, it appears to be Elmont and then everybody else, although you've got Richmond hanging around there, but just talk about the conference. BWAC, I say, is one of the toughest conferences around this area.
I agree with you on that one. Adding North Branch just made our conference even better. Croslex, they're struggling a little bit this year, but, I expected them to have a really good year. We play them next. So we're not going to take them lightly. And then, you always have Richmond and, Algonac changing coaches last year hurt them a little bit. They got a whole new system that they got to learn. So hopefully they get it turned around. But, we always put 4 or 5 guys into the playoffs. So, it's tough competition here.
You're talking about Crosby Lexington. That's like a pro-style offense. You can't look past. What I liked about last night, I noticed, was better tackling for the Elmont Raiders last night.
We do tackling every week and work on it. It's tough with the new rules. It's hard to really hit each other. So, we have a lot of tackling dummies and wheels and everything that help us. And they're still not like hitting a real person. That real person moves and jukes and dummies don't. So it takes a couple games to get used to that. And I think we're getting our feet underneath us now and getting caught up to the game speed. And hopefully it continues throughout the season that we get better and better at that point.
Yeah, last year, of course, losing to Frankenmuth hurt. You had the lead in that game. You were dealing with some nagging injuries. Freshman quarterback comes in for Frankenmuth and took that away from you guys. What was it from that game that the players and you learned from that and that you're trying to instill for this season?
That a game is never over and that, anybody can win. So, you just got to get out there and compete. And, it was one of those things that we played in an environment that hurt our speed. That's what our game is based on, is speed. And we went against a bigger, stronger team. And, 600 pounds is going to move 190 pounds in the mud. There's nothing you can really do about it, no matter what scheme you come up with. So, everything for the playoffs, it's all about who can be healthy and what kind of draw you get and what kind of game field conditions. That plays a big role in how far you can go in the playoffs.
Well, your defense was good, only allowing 31 rushing yards against North Branch last night, and you got to be happy with your defense in that. What was it about North Branch though in the second half that kind of gave you fits? What changed that adjustment that North Branch did that you had a few times there where they were able to get some yards on you?
I think we came out a little flat. Jeremy's a good coach. He's going to make adjustments. We knew he would. We just have to see if we could line up. Our outside backers are kind of new, so they're young, and we saw a couple formations that we didn't see on film, and he just caught us in a wrong coverage, a man coverage with the running back coming out of the backfield, and that was tough to cover up for an inside linebacker when you're focused on stopping the run and stuff. So nothing that can't be fixed. Coach Faze does a great job with those guys. I still think he's the best defensive coordinator around. There's reasons why other coaches call him on all during the week and ask him for advice. So, but he figured it out, and he saw that as soon as we came out, made adjustments the third, fourth quarter, we were on par again. So.
Yeah, you pretty much scored on every series of offense other than the pump block there. The special teams kind of showed up for North Branch in that one. Did a good job on that. It was a good win to defend that Blue Water Area Conference title that you got back actually, since I'm looking back in the history here, since 2014. And you got that league title back last year. You wanted to defend this year. But, of course, you got those matches with Croswell, Armada, Richmond coming your way. You want to defend that league title. Almont wants to keep it in their trophy case, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, it's special when you get to look out on our boards and see our 2018 banner and sticker up there. And, you know, I mean, the kids know that everybody's gunning for them. It doesn't matter what the team's record are that we're playing. I mean, everybody wants to beat Almont. You know, I mean, we have a lot of kids that are coming up through our program that just are excited about watching. And when we win BWAC, the whole program wins, and they're excited. I mean, I can't wait for the next couple of years to see what's going to happen. So,
all right, Coach, thank you for joining us, and good luck against Croswell and Armada and Richmond. We'll definitely see you for that big matchup with Richmond and Almont also.
All right, we'll see you guys there. Thank you.
Yep. We'll let him go right there. He's on the road there, guys. And tell you what, Almont is one of the top teams, and it's surprising to know that they haven't had that title in a few years almost there. But remember, Algonac had that great run, and they were the league champs there for a while.
You know, and he mentioned it too, Eddie, there, that you talk Almont, you talk football, and that's the kind of stigma that they want to have down there. And the BWAC is going to go through Almont. And, you know, back in the Stone Ages, when I was in school, it was Almont tennis was a powerhouse, and all you said was Almont, and you knew tennis, and now it's kind of Almont football. And kudos to, you know, Furman kind of put the bases down there.
Yeah, he did.
And
yeah,
then now new coaching staff in there, and they're picking up, and they've done a great job in developing that. And
Coach Lusby was part of that staff.
Yep, so. Yep. So, of course, Lusby's done a nice job, and they were exciting to watch last year, and I know they're going to do well this year too.
And by the way, Almont put Thumb Tailgater on the map along with Harbor Beach.
Yeah, well, you know, we've covered them a lot over the last few years. Great place to cover a game. You know, if nothing else, for the brats and stuff that they have.
I was going to say the concession stands off.
Yeah, they, but just a great atmosphere. Well, you know, everything's kind of based around.
Well, the smokehouse, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yep, the smokehouse brings in a whole thing.
And fight over who gets to go cover that game, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the smokehouse and the brats.
We can't wrestle for it because Adam wins every time, but.
Well, big win for the Almont Raiders, and give you a clue on the yardage. Didn't talk too much about it. I talked about the running backs. 575 total yards of offense, 196 yards passing, 379 yards rushing yards for the Almont Raiders. Wow.
That's a nice night.
109 yards rushing. Most of those yards in rushing for North France happened in the second half. They only allowed 31 yards of rushing in the first half for the Raiders. 125 yards passing for North France. So, yeah.
Good, well, strong effort by Almont. And, you know, North Branch, you know, they've been number one in the TSA poll Schmoles for, what, 3 weeks now? And so that poll's going to change, I'm sure. But oh, yeah. North Branch was off to an undefeated start, but you got to look at their schedule. They had some easier games.
Coach Furman just in his second year there, and he's had quite a turnaround already.
Yeah, North Branch has not been in the playoffs. Well, they made the playoffs last year.
Right.
But it has been a long drought for that. Yep. So.
Right. And so, you know, watch out for them in years coming, and the season's not over. We've seen tri-champions, co-champions a lot in the BWAC, so there's a lot of parity there.
Well, North Branch will have Algonac and then Richmond, a game that we will be covering, Emily City, Croswell, Lexington, and Carroll for North Branch, an old Tri-Valley East rival. They are 3-1 right now. Three more games there in the playoffs.
So. Hey, that number 10 Millington team that we had for 2 weeks in a row there.
Yeah.
They were like 0 and whatever. They finally got their win last night over Hemlock.
Hey, so how about that?
Maybe they're back in the top 10 again.
They avoided going 0-4 for the first time since 1988. So I'm sure they're pretty happy to pick up that win last night.
Up next, speaking of Richmond in the Blue Water Area Conference, at Croslex, they were last night. They got the big win. Adam Filkins was at the game. He'll talk about that coming up next here on Sportsline.
Nature isn't the only force that can leave its mark, especially when you have a tractor built to help make your property your own. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done the way it should be done. Dig, mow, haul, and comfortably maneuver in tight spaces. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. The BX series, America's best-selling subcompact tractor. Kubota, shape your world.
Stop by Jones Equipment Rental Sales and Service in Fort Gratiot today.
When you work outside, when you play outside, you need a tough, durable smartphone.
check out the CAT S48C. Built with the same ruggedness of CAT equipment, this smartphone is waterproof, withstands drops and dust, screen breakage, and has long battery life. This September, Thumb Cellular has a great deal for you. Choose a CAT S48C and receive a free CAT power bank, a $65 value while supplies last. Plus, get a free month of service. And for the Samsung fans, save $100 on a Galaxy S9 Plus or Galaxy Note 9 while supplies last. Plus, a free month of service too. In fact, anybody who upgrades their phone, adds a line, or switches to Thumb Cellular this September will get a free month of service. So go to thumbcellular.com/deals for more details or visit their offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular and find out why they're the talk of the Thumb. Deals are valid through September 30th, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Sportsline. Richmond defeating Croswell Lexington last night. That was the game of the night on WBGV 92.5. Richmond coming out on top.
Well, Richmond was bigger, faster, stronger last night. The Pioneers held close in the first half. Ended up being 14-12 at the half. And really, it felt like the Pioneers had the momentum at that point. Their defense was playing great. Their offense was starting to click. They had a little bit of trouble with any... They didn't score any two-point conversions last night, so that kind of hurt them. But it really felt like at the half that it was Croslex's game to lose. And Richmond just came out and really started pushing them around and controlling the line of scrimmage.
Well, it was 6-0, Croslex leading.
Yes.
But then 7-6, Hudson Davenport with a 9-yard pass from Brandon Shoreman, who's been there, what, 2-3 years now?
Yeah, and just... You know, they got their aerial attack going. Croslex could never get the ball in the air and get any kind of rhythm going. So it was it really ended up being all Richmond in the second half.
Yeah, because it was 14-12 at the end of the first half. Derek Snyder from Deckerville now attending Richmond with a 32-yard pass from Brandon Shoreman. That made it 14-6 Richmond leading, but then 14-12 Croswell. Cutting that lead down by only 2 points, 14-12. But then two touchdowns in the third quarter. Noah Montanari, a 45-yard run and a 2-yard run. Griffin Delore, 20-yard pass from Brandon Shoreman. My goodness, three touchdown passes on the game. Fourth quarter, Croswell was able to score a touchdown, but it was 35-18 for the final score by then.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned Montanari. He was huge last night. Snyder was all over the field. I think he might need a new pair of cleats next week because he put some miles on those things, on offense and defense. He was just everywhere.
He probably ran the Deckerville back, huh?
Yeah,
oh,
he could have.
Hello. 52 total plays for Richmond to 64 is Crosby. Now, they do give up some yards, though. I've noticed in the last couple of games, especially against Armada last week, they gave up some points and yards. That's kind of a little bit worrisome at this point. Were they dealing with any injuries? Any players dealing with injuries for Richmond?
Richmond did have a couple players out. I don't remember who exactly was out, but like Snyder, towards the end of the game, wasn't playing a whole lot. He was he came off the field limping, and Montanari as well. So most of what they did was in the first three quarters of the game.
Well, maybe it's because of dizziness, you know, the sugar, the sweet smell of success out there in Croswell in the air.
You know, you mentioned Eddie and the Pioneers. If you look back the last 3 weeks, they beat Yale 18-13. They just barely beat Emily City last week 14-13.
Yeah.
And then they're only 18 points. They've had a high-powered, potent offense for a lot of years, and they're struggling this year to get some points on the board. I did learn last night that the only way they beat Emily City last week was they returned a kickoff after Emily City scored 2 minutes to go in the game.
Man.
Lerma takes it back for the touchdown, and then they get the two-point conversion to win that game, or they'd have had a loss there.
Well, Croswell had 190 rushing yards against Richmond, so Richmond gave up a lot of rushing yards. They only had 84 passing yards, but passing yards was the top game of offense for Richmond, 237 passing yards. They had 140 efficient rushing yards also.
Well, and we expected the air show last night. You know, both teams, you know, we thought would be passing the ball around. Croslex, when they did pass, not a lot of great results. You know, underthrown balls, overthrown balls, and part of that was Richmond's defense. But, you know, we expected that aerial show and just didn't get it. But One of the things that kind of surprised me was Richmond made a lot of mistakes last night, a lot of penalties. I mean, well, I don't know if you have the stat there, Eddie, on the amount of penalties they had, but it was a lot.
They had 6 penalties for 45 yards. Carrazzo had 5 for 40 yards.
They were in
those are, but those penalties were on offense.
Yeah, they were on offense.
So drive killing penalties
almost always. There was one first and third, or I'm sorry, third and 34 that they had to try and convert, and then because of penalties, and then a third and 25 that they had to try and convert.
That makes it pretty tough.
Those are tough, and but you know they prevailed. But if they're playing against a team like, you know, North Branch or Elmont, those type of mistakes are going to really cost them.
Noah Montanari for Richmond, 19 attempts, 126 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. Shoreman, the quarterback, 3 rushes for 17 yards. And for passing for the quarterback, Brandon Shoreman, 13 of 20, 237 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
I think the guy, Montanari from Richmond and Scarmazzuno from Croslex should start a pizza joint. Wouldn't that be a great name?
That's a good thing.
It would,
good idea. It's a good idea. All right. That's the Richmond Croswell game. That coverage on WBGV 92.5. Also streaming live now.
Flagman.
Oh, I don't know if I have any time.
Duh.
We'll take a commercial break.
When you get in the seat of a John Deere 3E Series tractor, your next big project all of a sudden seems a little less big. Because with an intuitive operator station, best-in-class turning radius, and features that let you hook up to dozens of attachments with ease, no job is too tough. Whether you're building a hardscape, reimagining your backyard, or transforming a few acres into a field of dreams. Because with the 3E Series, unlocking your property's potential is easier than ever, especially when you're buckled up in that iconic yellow seat. And with the 6-year limited powertrain warranty, we've got you covered from the ground up. So get to work, because it's time to turn this land into your land. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us.
See your John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment, with locations in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Mad Ex, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, and Saginaw.
Welcome back to Sportsline, and may go right through the news here, but always hard to catch the mascot once in a while. There's a little bit of a interview that Phil Nickel did when he was over at the Deckerville game here, guys. And mascots are inspirational, are they not?
Especially in Deckerville, where he's been there for years and years, and I'm sure he gets paid by the step for what he does.
All right. A little piece of the Flag Boy interview with Phil Nickel, the Deckerville Flag Boy.
Phil Nickel here with Sportsline, talking to the Deckerville Flagboy after a Deckerville victory, 52-0. What did you see down there tonight?
I saw a lot of very emotional players playing. It's awesome to watch after two important players get hurt. You know, in week two, our young team, young players have stepped up and really went the extra mile. They've done so much that I can see week in and week out in practice. They're doing everything they can to keep on that track that they set in the locker room at day one. So it's just an enjoyable game. Yeah.
Very much so. So you get a great perspective of it down there. This team really seems to be gelling. As you said, they had the injuries. Hopefully some of those young men will be able to come back. Well, how about tonight? Do you think they escaped this game pretty healthy tonight? I know Carlos Ibarra was kind of dinged up a little bit there, but seemed to be okay. What's your perspective on that?
With every sport, you're going to have dings. I mean, you get bruised, you get stepped on. Football is a game of injuries. We know that. And so Coach Brown, he knows what to do. He gets the players healthy, and hopefully we can be all right.
All right, saw you running up and down the sideline all the first half. Of course, the second half with the running clock, not able to do that. You got a workout tonight. How long have you been doing this now?
I've been doing it for about 11 years now, pretty steady.
All right, I'm here with the Deckerville Flag Boy. The interview that Eddie Feary can never seem to get, I don't know. I'm just must be in good favor with him. Deckerville's 4-0. How are you feeling about this team at this point?
Going in tonight, you know, you hate to look at stats, you hate to look at records, but I do a little bit and keep it to myself. But, you know, going in tonight, we were number 8th in the state. Tonight, we should be a little bit better, seeing how the other games go. In the nation, we were 370th. So you keep winning, you move up, you lose, you're done. I mean, that's how that game plays, and we all know that too well. We've been to 2 state championships and lost out, so we've won one, and hopefully this year we got a team that we can do it with.
All right, that all sounds great. Thank you for coming up here and spending some time and talking to me. Sure, we'll see you around, and maybe we'll make the trip, hopefully, to Marquette again this year. We had a lot of fun a couple of years ago, and maybe we can again, and Eddie will take us to Taco Bell.
That's right, Taco Bell and no roundabout.
All right, have a great night, everybody. Here for Sportsline, Phil Nickel. We'll be back after these messages, and here with the Deckerville Flagboy. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Your source for local news, up-to-the-minute weather, and so much more. This is AM 660, WMIC, Sandusky.
Roundabouts are vicious. See, I don't get roundabouts there, guys.
Well, oh, they're a circle.
Yeah, they're a circle, and when you don't get them, you just go straight ahead.
That was Deckerville Flagboy, the legendary Deckerville Flagboy, and we got to say goodbye to Sportsline for today. Good show, guys.
Good job.
But we gotta go say goodbye to something.
Though we gotta say goodbye for the summer. Baby, I promise you.
I'm not falling for that, Eddie.
I promised myself I wouldn't get emotional.
Every day in a letter.
Yeah, we gotta say goodbye to the summer. It's the final weekend of the summer, and let's go through our final segment here. Our week 5 picks, because they're so weak. Our picks are really weak. Croswell at Elmont. Big game there for Elmont and Croswell.
Elmont.
Raiders.
I'll take the Raiders. Sandusky at Marlette. I'll go with the Redskins.
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 Bad Axe at Brown City.
I'm going to go with Green Devils.
I'm going to go with the Hatchets.
I always seem to pick the Green Devils for the upset, and it burns me. But not this time. Not this time. Brown City proved me right for once. All right, yell at Richmond.
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 Oh, man. You need an exorcist to stop this Richmond Blue Devil team. We have North Branch at Algonac. North Branch not happy with that loss against Elmont. They're going to take it out in Algonac.
I was just thinking the same thing. They're going to make some muskrat soup down there.
Yep, that'll be a big win for the Broncos.
Ooh, Emily City at Algonac. Emily City won.
Armada. They're at Armada.
Yeah, but Emily City won last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So a big win. And
they should enjoy that because they'll lose next week.
I mean, well, they are kind of joined at the hip. They're 2-2 right now. And they got the win last night over Algonac 17-7.
Emily City / Dryden.
I'm going to go with the Armada Tigers, though.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Armada.
But would you be surprised if Emily City can pull off the upset?
I wouldn't, and not because Emily City, you know, I think that they've improved so much. I think that Armada generally falls apart this time of year.
All right, KPAC at Memphis. Now, this is going to be a tough pick, but KPAC and Memphis have seen some of the best in the Greater Thumb East. KPAC scored the field goal. I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
I'm going to agree with you. 3-0 Chiefs.
I'm going Wisconsin. Oh, that's later.
Okay.
KPAC.
Harbor Beach at Ubley. Showdown. Greater Thumb East.
The Beach.
Huh?
The Beach.
You're going with Harbor Beach?
The Beach. Yep.
Adam, what do you got?
You know, I'm going to pick the upset pick here. I'm going to go with Ubley. I think they even Steven up the last year's disappointments.
I think the spread offense, even Bill Sweeney says, I don't like that spread offense.
No, nobody likes to play Harbor Beach.
I'll go with the Pirates, I guess. Lakers at Carroll.
Wisconsin. Oh, it's later.
Lakers, I'll take the Lakers.
Raise your health IQ.
I'm going to go with Lakers.
All right, Vassar at Cass City.
Definitely Cass City.
Yep.
They just beat the Lakers 51-0. Heck yeah. Whoa, this is a tough one. USA at Reese. I think I like the Patriots.
I like the Patriots in that one as
yep,
well.
USA.
Bullet Creek at Millington.
Wisconsin.
Sorry, Millington. But Bullet Creek.
Yep.
I'll go with Bullet Creek and Swan Valley at Frankenmuth. Another dynamite team for Frankenmuth to face. They beat Freeland last night, 21-7. That was a tough team. Now they got Swan Valley.
I'm not a chicken. I'm going with Frankenmuth.
Yep, I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Come on, Eddie.
I heard the tacos are great in Frankenmuth. Chicken tacos.
Chicken tacos.
They probably are.
Thank you for tuning in to
Wisconsin
Sportsline. Go blue and go green.
I'm going to badger, Eddie.
We got the homeowner show up next.
Forecast for the rest of this Thursday, it'll remain bright and sunny at a high of 78 to 70.